The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 553. 11. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. They've got some great new items. They got country bacon. Bacon. They also have pepper bacon. Go over and check it out and get some coffee. There's all kinds of stuff at Weavers Department Store. Also, while you're there, check out the 2020 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. They're shipping now. Go over and check it out. There's lots of new stuff over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 553 is my wife, Jan Newsom. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And this is a big day. Oh, it's big, 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 big. that's what I'd say. So we're going to be...
Howdy, this is Andy Griffith. I've been hearing a lot of talk on the radio about a celebration that's going on hereabouts, an anniversary or something like that. Let me tell you, I'm not one to be left out of the party. So you just add my signature to that greeting card so that I can join up with all the folks and say happy birthday. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Andy. Wow, what a surprise. Hey, it is a birthday. It's 11. That's right. I said that early and there at the beginning. I said it was 11. It's not 10. No.
11.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah, 11. It's 11. What does 11 mean? It has been 11 years this here day. No. On Saturday, October the 11th in 2008 was the very first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, the podcast you are listening to, or maybe you're watching it if you watch the video version, but it was published on that Saturday, the 11th of October in 2008. Can you believe that? And since then, I have published, so far I've created 8 days, 20 hours, 10 minutes and 51 seconds of Two Chairs No Waiting content. Yeah, that's a lot. Now, I say 8 days. Those are 24-hour days. There have been 212 hours, 10 minutes and 51 seconds of Two Chairs No Waiting. And if you have listened to it all, thank you. I'm extremely humbled, and I'm sorry to all your family members that may have had to listen along with you. No, I cannot believe it has been that long. 11 years I've been doing this. When I started the podcast, it was back in 2008, and there was only one other Mayberry podcast at the time, and it was Kevin Burke's Burke on Mayberry that you can still check out. If you head over to imayberry.com/podcast or go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see him right there at the top of the page. It says Burke on Mayberry. His podcast is still around. And he was the first one. So at Mayberry Days that year, 2008, I talked to him. I said, you know, I was really thinking about maybe doing a podcast about the Andy Griffith Show. What do you think about it? And he encouraged me. He said, sure, I think you'd enjoy it. You ought to try it out. So I got started, and, you know, I can't say it was great to start with. You know, it got better over time. But let's go back just for a little while, travel back 11 years ago. And let's hear the beginning of Two Chairs No Waiting way back then. The main thing is the audio is different, but let's go check it out. Here we go. Even the music has gotten better. The band didn't sound much better, but there's no bass in that. Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, episode 1. My name's Alan Newsom, and I want to thank the Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song. I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoyed Floyd and whoever it was. It was Andy Gumping in the back there, but looked really good. This podcast is about the Andy Griffith Show and all things related to the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry. For those that don't know me, my name is Alan Newsom. I'm the webmaster for Mayberry.com and several other Mayberry-related websites, like the Andy Griffith Show Rion Watchers Club, which is TAGSRWC.com, as well as WeaversDepartmentStore.com. And this podcast is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. If you go to Weavers, you'll find games. You'll find DVDs of all the seasons of the Andy Griffith Show, as well as Gomer Pyle. We've got Matlock DVDs there.
So just
as well.
Listen to the excitement.
You'll find
how
apparel,
energized
all kinds
I
of
am.
Cool gifts there. So drop by drop by Mayberry.com and go to the Weavers
Scared
Department
to death.
Store link, or just type in WeaversDepartmentStore.com into your browser, and it'll take you right there because they are sponsoring this. And actually, they don't really sponsor it, but I didn't have a sponsor, and I thought I would say that they sponsored it. Sounded better. Anyway, for those that don't know how I got into some of this stuff, how I got into this Mayberry stuff, back in 1993, I decided I wanted to create a website. I wanted to learn how to do HTML. So I tried to think of, you know, what did I want to do? What kind of a web page I wanted to do? A lot of people at the time were going out and making websites about themselves. You know, I really didn't want to make a website about me, but I love the Andy Griffith Show. Really got into it when I was in college, subscribed to The Bullet, got all the back issues. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. So I decided, hey, I'll do a website about the Andy Griffith Show. And at the time, it was just hosted on AOL. It wasn't a domain or anything like that, like it is now. But that was back in 93, not that long after Yahoo started. We went on from there and became Mayberry.com later on, and it's grown into all the sites that you see. If you go to Mayberry.com, there's stuff linked off to it, off of there from to all kinds of places. But that's enough about a little background on myself. I want to tell you about the podcast. The podcast is going to be made up of some interviews. I've done interviews with some of the cast members, as well as talk about the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry in general. I don't want to make the podcast into just an interview type show, but I do want to have interviews as often as I can, and but not just cast members, but maybe with fans of the show and impersonators. You know, we like to call them tribute artists, but they're impersonators by any name that you want to call them. Our name of our podcast, Two Chairs, No Waiting, comes from Floyd and his barbershop.
All right. So that was me in episode one of Two Chairs, No Waiting. If you'd like to suffer through it, you can. Now, by suffer through it, I mean just me talking. I listened back to that, and I was so stiff. I was so afraid to talk to you. You know, here you are. You've been coming and visiting with me every week for 11 years. I'm a lot more comfortable talking to you now than I was way back then when I didn't know you. But now I do, and it's been a lot of fun. Now, the content itself, the George Lindsay interview that I did on that very first episode, is good content. It was good. As a matter of fact, I went back, and back then, you got to remember, it was 2008. People didn't have high-speed internet back then. I mean, that just wasn't – everybody didn't have that. They didn't have ability to download larger files. So I split the interview up into multiple parts. But then back in – I didn't even look what year, but on episode number 306, so that was – 305 weeks later, you know, what's that? 5 years? Is that what that is? Something like that. I re-recorded the George Lindsay interviews you see in episodes one through, I can't remember, three or four. And I believe, let's go and let me show you here. Yeah, it's episode, there's four episodes. I re-recorded them into a single episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 306. So if you'd like to go and check out that interview with George, it'll be more fun for you. Probably it's all one interview. But wow, I cannot believe it has been that many years. Now, also in that first episode, Floyd dropped by to visit, and the episode, remember, was about George Lindsay. So this is what Floyd came back to say in that episode.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hello there. How are you doing? I've been listening to George there. I don't know him. Goober. I know who that is. Yeah. I don't know this other fella, but, yeah, Goober, you know, he and I, you know, yeah, he was a lot like me. Yeah, entrepreneur. Yeah, yeah, started his own business, had a business. Yeah, bought it from Wally, but, you know, yeah, he had, you know, sometimes he'd forget to order the gas. Yes, yeah, not me, you know. Yeah, there was that time I forgot to get the shaving cream. Yeah, yeah, but I never did like the shaving cream anyway, the kind that came out of the bottle or something. I always like to mix it in a cup. Yeah, yeah. I just like the sound it makes. Clip. Yeah, yeah. I guess if you're not a barber, you might not understand. Yeah. Well, that's all I have for today, I guess. And we'll see you later. Yeah. Hey, drop by the barber shop. We'll get you a drink. Every head's a walking testimony. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Floyd. Wow, that was episode one of Two Chairs, No Waiting. That's not the whole thing, but if you'd like to go and check that out, you can go back. They're all still there, guys. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, up at the top of the page, you would see a link that says episode list. And if you click that, it'll take you over so that you can see every episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting listed out in a long list of 500 plus episodes. It also has Burke on Mayberry and Mayberry Bible Study episodes on there too. So if you'd like to go and check those out, you can go and pick out old episodes fast, or you can search. There's a search feature there too. But you can go and check out all the old episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting if you would like to. Now, the end of the first year. Oh, I should say, let me play this at the beginning again real quick. Hold on. How bad they sound. Well, the folks in the chat room were saying about the Mayberry Band, well, they do sound better than last year. That was great. I think it was Emmett in the chat room I saw said that. Because they do sound better. The new music does sound a little bit better. Let's see. Yeah, it sounds way better. The band sounds, that must have been Freddie and his band. I'm not sure. Or Bobby. I'm not sure which. But they were playing with us. Anyway, we had also in, a year later, our first year, after we'd been going for a whole year of Two Chairs, No Waiting, we had a visit from Floyd. Now, during that year, Floyd had hosted an episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. So as you hear from Floyd here, this is what he's talking about. So, Floyd, take this away.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, hello there. Hey, it's Floyd Lawson. Floyd's barber. Yeah. Congratulations on the 1 year, you know. My episode was most popular. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if I was a host, you'd probably have more listeners. But anyway, yeah, I got a story today. Yeah, Ernest Tate came in the barbershop the other day. Yeah, barbershop. Yeah, he came in. He said he had a new computer. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the new computer. Yeah, he said he couldn't remember his password. So I said, well, why can't you remember? He reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper and said, this is my password. I have to keep it written down. So I looked at it. No, on that piece of paper, he had written Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Goofy. Yeah. I said, well, no wonder you can't remember your password. Look how long it is. Why'd you pick such a long password? And Steve said, well, they told me it had to be 8 characters long. 8 characters. Yeah, 8 characters. He meant that it's supposed to be letters or number, not Mickey Mouse character. Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought it was funny. Yeah. anyway, congratulations on the 1 year, and just ask me back anytime if you need me to host. Yeah. Bye.
Oh, I didn't remember that. That was a good one, Floyd. Hey, that was funny. Hey, did you hear that on TV? Yeah, that was a good one. I loved it. So also that very first year was the only time that somebody had tried to steal the podcast from me. So this was the way that episode started. The 1 year anniversary, episode number 53 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. This is how it started off. The music's the same, as you might suggest. Doesn't sound a lot better than before.
Hello, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. This is episode number 53, and it's brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. You can visit weaversdepartmentstore.com. This is your host, Jan Newsom. Alan has not so much as let me even say boo on any of his podcasts, and like I said, this is episode 53, and I thought I would just kind of sneak in here and do a podcast for you guys, and I wanted to let you know about how much I've been enjoying the podcast and stuff, and it's been great to go back and
listen to all the... What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing, Jan?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here at your desk looking at the stuff you've got on here.
So you're trying to take over the podcast now, the second year?
No.
Uh-huh.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Because, you know, you've let me talk on here so much. Why would I think about taking over your podcast?
I can't imagine.
Oh, come on.
Well, yeah, if you really want to do it, that's fine with me.
Well, I was just going to let the folks know about how much I've enjoyed the podcast. It's been great hearing all the interviews from all the fans of the show and the actors that were on the show and all the great friends that we've made through the years. And it's just been a lot of fun reminiscing about everything.
Yeah, it has. It really has. So you're going to stay with me the whole time, or you're just going to be here at the beginning?
I don't know. Let's play it by ear.
Okay. So that was my wife, Jan, who stepped in as an interloper. I wanted to give her the big freeze, but, you know, you couldn't do that. So it was good. That's the only time I think she ever did that. I've had to pull her teeth just to get her to even say anything on the podcast since then. But it was that was fun. We had a good time. Of course, you got to remember, back in those days when I was doing the podcast, remember, that was episode 53. So this is the first year. It was only audio. And not only was it audio, it was recorded out of order, right? So when I actually recorded the episodes back then, I didn't do the theme music and then do me talking. I would just start talking and say, hey, it's Two Chairs, No Waiting, da, da, da. I would add the theme music at the beginning after I finished, and I'd add the end music after that. So it wasn't until I started trying to actually do the podcast live or on video that we actually started changing that. Now, I was looking around at my records here, at my all my saved files, and the earliest episode of Two Chairs that I have on video is episode 64. And I just got to tell you, it doesn't look very good. So if you ever watch the video version of the show, if you don't watch it, there's not much to see, but I show pictures and things when I'm talking. But back then when I first started trying to do the video, I had only been doing audio, and I have a face for audio. So, you know, that was the better way to do it. I used to wear these giant headphones. Let me see if I can go over here and pull this up.
Record.
I used to wear these giant headphones on my ears as I recorded, and it was blurry and the camera sat down below me. But that was because I didn't think anybody would ever come and watch the video. Because you got to remember, guys, this was in, that would have been in 2010, maybe. So it was 9 years ago, and there wasn't much.
That has to get you psyched up.
So there wasn't very much bandwidth again. So everybody had little bitty tiny pictures. And I really didn't think that anybody would come and actually be a part of the live show. Tonight, we've got 34 people in the chat room that are visiting with one another and have developed a community around the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. And, you know, that has been one of the more rewarding things of this whole experience, that over the years, not only doing the podcast, but we started having the Mayberry meetup and having 150 people come to that in the summer to get together. People from the podcast coming there, people coming on Monday nights as I record the show live and sitting in the chat room and visiting with one another. So that was the strange thing back then, because when I first started doing it, I really thought nobody would show up. And then we actually started having people show up. Now, like I said, this was episode number 64, was the very first time I ever tried to do a live show. So that episode would be called The New Andy Griffith Show. It was the name of that episode. So I started, as I said, I started doing that, and I recorded episode 64, and then I didn't record 65. I have 66 recorded. But I realized that people were starting to come to the podcast. So what did I do? I went out and bought some more equipment and was able to get some stuff going. So if you're watching the video version, you're seeing some of this. I had the old Two Chairs logo on there, and I was able to show the logo as the opening of the show started, and was able to start kind of live streaming so that the people that were watching the video later actually got a very similar experience to those people who were listening to just the audio version. Now, I still had the giant headphones on my ears, but the camera angle started to change. The microphone changed. I started doing more work to try to improve the podcast, because, you know, by this point, this is episode number 72. I had decided that, okay, I'm going to be doing this podcast thing for a while. Now, I did not expect it to be 11 years that I would still be doing the podcast, but wow, it has been a great ride. Things have definitely improved over time. I hope you feel that way, but the quality of the picture and the quality of the audio definitely have improved. And folks, it's all thanks to you. It really is. You know, I would have quit doing the podcast at episode number 249. That had always been my intent, because that's how many episodes of the Andy Griffith Show there are, had it not been for you encouraging me to keep going. And it's hard for me to believe that 11 years have passed. I still find things to talk about that are related to the Andy Griffith Show that you may never have seen or heard. And it just is amazing to me how often I can talk about this amazing show and what has done in my life. I've met so many wonderful people like you that I would never, ever have met. And it has been a great ride for me. Not planning on stopping anytime soon. I still enjoy it. But, you know, 11 years is a pretty good career for most people. If I was in the military, I only got 9 years left, I could retire. So I'm going to have to start getting more money for this, because it's not very much that I get. I'm never going to be able to retire, ever. So anyway, that is all I really have to talk to you about tonight for Two Chairs. I think I told you everything I was going to tell you about, but definitely want to thank Clara for reminding me of how many years it has been that we've been doing this.
11.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, if anybody's been doing something like this for 10 years.
11.
I meant 11. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So thank you for all being here with me, and thank you for continuing. The folks that are in the chat room coming to the show, thank you for listening and watching. It's been amazing. Now, folks, we have a real treat here for all of you, from our wonderful reporter, Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
While the public will always think of William Christopher as the kindly Catholic priest, Father Mulcahy, he appeared in Mayberry twice quite early in his television career. William Christopher was born on October the 20th, 1932, in Evanston, Illinois. He grew up and attended school in several Chicago suburbs and went to college at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, graduating in 1954. William eventually moved to New York City to pursue a career on the stage. He appeared in several off-Broadway shows, including notably The Hostage, an American staging of a play about the planned execution of an IRA member in Belfast. In 1963, William made his Broadway debut, appearing in the British satire Beyond the Fringe, which was written by four British comedians, including Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, who also appeared in the production. William also did the 1963 national tour version of the show. After the tour, William relocated to California in hopes of breaking into television and film. He made his television debut in an episode of the war series 12 O'Clock High in September 1965. The next month, he appeared in two series, an episode of the comedy Hank, and in his first appearance as Private Lester Hummel in Gomer Pyle, USMC. And 3 weeks later, on November the 15th, 1965, in only his fourth role, William appeared for the first time in The Andy Griffith Show. In the sixth season episode, Aunt Bee on TV, Christopher played Mr. Heathcote of the IRS, who gave Aunt Bee the bad news that her winnings from a television show were considered taxable income. In a November episode of Gomer Pyle, USMC, William played an unnamed Marine. Toward the end of the season, he appeared again in USMC in April as yet another character, Corporal Haynes. But that fall, William was added to the cast as the recurring character, Private Hummel, which he had played once the previous season. He had played that character in three episodes before he also made a return appearance in Mayberry, this time as Dr. Thomas Peterson, the new doctor in town whom Andy encouraged people to use in spite of his youth, until Opie needed his tonsils removed. 1966 also saw the release of the Billy Wilder comedy The Fortune Cookie, starring Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, which included William in a small role as his film debut. William played Private Hummel 10 more times in Gomer Pyle, USMC through 1968, while also guest starring in other shows such as Death Valley Days and as four different characters in Hogan's Heroes. In 1968, he appeared in a small role in the Don Knotts comedy The Shakiest Gun in the West and in the Howard Morris-directed Doris Day comedy With Six You Get Egg Roll. Jamie Farr, who appeared in Mayberry as a traveling gypsy, was also in that cast. After playing a recurring character, Niles, in three episodes of the short-lived James Garner Western, Nichols, William was cast in the role for which he is easily best known. He played Father Francis Mulcahy, the sensitive priest assigned to the unit on MASH, from 1972 through 1983. Jamie Farr was also in the cast, with both actors staying for the entire run of the series. The soft-spoken priest was a recurring character for the first five seasons of the acclaimed show, but became a series regular beginning with season six. He also reprised his role in the sequel After MASH for two seasons ending in 1985. William did other work during these years. He appeared in the 1975 comedy western Hearts of the West, starring Andy Griffith and Jeff Bridges. He began doing voice work for the cartoon series The Smurfs in the mid-80s. His last roles were both, again, as men of the cloth. He was Chaplain Olson in a 1998 episode of Mad About You, and appeared in 11 episodes of the soap opera Days of Our Lives as Father Tobias in 2012. William passed away on December the 31st, 2016, at the age of 84. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy, for that great information. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on anything that Randy's doing on the internet, send an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and you can go check it out. Wow. So that's that was great about William Christopher. I didn't know all that great information. I always liked him as Father Mulcahy. Of course, he was on the Andy Griffith Show a couple of times. I was looking back through some of my information here and realized that the very first episode that I have online in video format of Two Chairs No Waiting appears to be episode number 92, which is Bert and Floyd Business Partners. I have that one. And later I went in and played in 68 and 69. They're in there too. Howard McNear Remembered. I did those as well. But evidently, that was when I started. But I have episodes going back further than that. So I've got them into the 60s. So I may have to try to post those online for you guys at some point to see as bad as they are. Oh, now I got one more thing to tell you about. So Mayberry Man, you guys are aware of Mayberry Man, the movie that they're about to start making. So there was some confusion about a week ago about the filming and all the kind of stuff that they're going to be doing with Mayberry Man. Now, Mayberry Man, if you don't know, is going to be a movie made by some of the kids of the actors from the Andy Griffith Show. They're going to be making this, putting together this movie and making it. And the plan is to record, to video it or to record it, shoot it. That's the right word. They're going to be shooting it in Mount Airy, North Carolina, but they've expanded that. They're also going to be shooting in Danville, Indiana at, Mayberry in the Midwest. That's going to be in May of this coming year of 2020. Okay, so they're going to be shooting in both locations. There was some confusion about the way the press release was done, that it appeared that it was only going to be shot in Danville instead of both Mount Airy and Danville, Indiana. Danville, I'm sorry, it's Indiana. Danville, Indiana. So they're going to be shooting in both places. So there's a limited amount of time that they will have to shoot the movie, right? So to get the shots they need of the crowds and of the streets with parades and with crowds around while the actors are doing their portions of the movie. And so they're going to try to shoot some things in Danville where there'll be a crowd of Mayberry people and they'll be all dressed up and doing around. And then they'll also be shooting during Mayberry days as well around that time frame. Because of, I think some of the, you know, there's copyright issues and trademark issues and all kinds of things like that. They're not going to say that it's Mount Airy in the movie, and they're probably not going to say it's Danville either. It's going to be a generic town somewhere that is the town where they're having a Mayberry event. So that's what they're probably going to do, because there's just several issues that they're trying to work out legally. Because believe it or not, there's a lot of legal stuff about this. So if you have been confused, don't be confused. They're trying to make this movie. It should be amazing. You can go over to mayberryman.com and check out their website. I'm not sure it's all up to date. It still shows everything is in Mount Airy, I do believe. But it's definitely worth going and checking it out and just check out what they're talking about. You can help support the movie. Because that's what they're really looking to do. Because Stark Howell is the one who wrote the movie. He's the son of Hoke Howell, Dud himself, and he's buddies with the Howards. He knows Clint really well. They grew up near each other. So anyway, Stark is this kind of the writer. He attended Mayberry Days last year in 2018. And walked away from there saying, I think I can write a movie about this. And so that's where he got the idea. And he came back this year and brought along his brother with him this time. So Court and Stark are working on it. And they drafted Ronnie Schell, Duke Slater from Gomer Pyle. He's also on the Andy Griffith Show a couple of times. But Court and Stark draft Greg Schell to be in the production team as well. He's a producer. So they're going to have they've already got a lineup. You can go and check out the website and get all the information about people that are doing makeup and then the cast members. Now, I'm excited about it because you got Clint Howard, Keith Thibodeau, Karen Knotts, Ronnie Schell, George Lindsay Jr., and me is listed on the website as being in the movie. So, of course, I want to be in a movie. So, definitely, if you have an opportunity and you feel led to do so, you can go and donate toward the cause of trying to get Mayberry Man, the movie, created. And there's a lot of benefits and stuff. You can go, you'll see them. You just keep scrolling down the page. They're all there. But I hope I cleared that up a little bit for you, because there was a lot of misinformation, confusion. They're filming in both locations. So don't think that, oh, they're not going to do it at Mayberry Days and I'm mad at them. Don't do that. Guys, these are Mayberry folks. We're all Mayberry folks. We need to give them the benefit of the doubt if you can, and just realize they're trying to do something that's very hard to do, because they're trying to make a movie with almost no money. So anyway, that's where they are. So I want to thank Court and Stark and Greg and everybody else that's already working on this movie. And hopefully they'll get to do it, because I think it'll be fun. That, you know, I don't know if I've never done anything like that. You know, I've done Floyd the Barber for 25 years, but I have not done in acting. That's not acting. I'm Floyd, but it's not acting. See, I just channel Floyd. And so I just act like Floyd. This time I'm going to have to know lines and hit spots and stuff, or I may get fired.
He may kick me out. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, guys. I want to thank everybody for being here and celebrating the 10th anniversary of the podcast.
11.
11. I'm sorry, Clara. Thank you. 11th year of Two Chairs, No Waiting. Thanks to Randy Turner for all that he did. Folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me hear about, I don't know, have you enjoyed the podcast? Have you listened to all the episodes? Because, you know, you deserve a quarter or something. How's it impacted you? That'd be nice to hear. I've heard people that have listened to it when they were sick, and I'm not sure I made them sick. I think they meant they were sick and listened to it. I think that's what they meant. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. Again, 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, everybody have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.